This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists are cray-cray, super crazy. I'm telling you this. They don't like you. They don't believe in you. They don't believe in this country. They don't believe in your judgment. And you have proven that you are smarter than they. And they hate it. Been telling you this. They don't like this country. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. Leftists hate this country. They hate you for being so doggone good at what you do. What you did is you showed them up. You showed them up. You ever been like at a party or something like that, and it's supposed to be for somebody, you know, that somebody else is a big deal, and somebody says, oh, well, you know, so-and-so can sing a little bit. Why don't you have them sing? And the person who threw the party thinks they're a singer. So they sing. Everybody's like, wow, that, you know, that Kevin's really good. But then they go, hey, but, you know, Jim, you sing a little bit, don't you? Oh, yeah, but, you know, it's Kevin's part. No, Jim, sing us something. And then Jim seems like freaking Elvis, you know, or whatever. He's like, you know, Justin Timberlake. And people are like, whoa. And old Kev looks over and goes, it's my party, and I'll kick you out if I want to. I'll kick you out if I want to, kick you out if I want to. And he kicks you out because you made him look bad. That's the way the left is. They invited you. They didn't really invite you to the party. You came. Somebody brought you along as a guest. Because they didn't even know you existed. In their world, it's only people that idolize the party giver. And you broke up the party. Yeah. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Let me just tell you, I can't believe that the governor of a state would have the gall to say that America's not that great. You guys heard this last week. I heard it. I was on the road, and I was thinking to myself, wow. Let's play that clip.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. We will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population, is gone.
That's all it takes, Cuomo? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. The governor of California says, oh, when there's no more stereotyping and when women are treated better, then it'll be done. Let me just give you a little hint, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. With the left, it'll never be over. It doesn't matter if there's one person, one crazy leftist out there who's a racist, a homophobic bigot, whatever you want to call them. If there's only one, it'll never end. And they're going to always highlight that one. God forbid that the leftists actually take the better part of humanity and show you that. It doesn't sell. It doesn't sell newspapers. It doesn't sell airtime on TV or radio. It doesn't sell anything. It doesn't sell advertising, nothing. If they told you how great, for example, the police are, police show up to every suicide. Are you aware of that? They have to investigate every suicide. Police show up to every homicide. Who do you think is doing it? You think they're doing it? They show up to every one of these tragedies that happens in America. And then you know what they do? They have to go solve it and resolve it. They solve it and tell the parents, the loved ones, the people who are left in the wake of it, what happened, so that everybody can get this magic word. You want to know what that word is? Closure. They all want closure. What happened and why? Sometimes it's not great news. The police closed the book on something so you can rest peacefully at night. Did my daughter, who was abducted and raped, was it, you know, what happened? Was it, did she die quickly? And you know what the words parents want to hear? She didn't suffer. Cops have to investigate it. They're trained to do it. They don't tell you that. Do you think that the left want you to know the many, many acts of kindness that happen all around this country? I could tell you a story. I'll tell you a quick story. An acquaintance I met over the weekend, he hired a black man out of prison who could not get a job anywhere else, made him, you know, taught him his business, and the guy is now successful in the world because of this white man who went to MIT, graduated with degrees in mechanical engineering and electrical engineering, and he took a chance because you know why? He believed in people in prison. He said, you know what? They may have done bad things, but they want a second chance. And he gave a black man a second chance. He didn't talk about it. He put his money and his time and his energy where his mouth is, hires the guy, puts him on his crew, teaches him the business, and the guy is one of the most successful people on the planet. I can't tell you how much respect I have for my friend Chris. And his wife, they're spectacular people. They look beyond the nonsense. All weekend, you know what we talked about? We talked about how people marginalize these kids that are out there doing bad things. They want to pretend that they can help them by throwing money at a situation or whatever, giving it to some bureaucrat, some race pimp like Maxine Waters, and that's going to solve the problem. When there are guys out there like Chris who will give this kid a real opportunity and a real job. Oh, man, it's frustrating. So back to not appreciating America. Cuomo will talk a good game. He'll say, until all these things, until the LGBT community is thought of the same way as heterosexuals, we can never win. Until blacks are thought of like whites, we can never win. Until Latinos are thought of as citizens of America, no matter where they come from, we can never win. Let me just tell you, folks, you can never win with the left. The only way you win with the left is you beat them into submission. And then you start pointing back. If a woman wants to do something in America and achieve it, she can do it. There are plenty of examples. We're not making any more concessions because you have fallopian tubes. You know, go make a band. Call it the fallopian tubes. But we're not making any concessions. Latinos try to come into this country illegally. With no concessions. You're illegal. We're going to find you. We're going to hunt you down. We're going to send you home. We're going to penalize the people that are aiding and abetting you. Black folks, get off your lazy butts. And for those of you who aren't lazy, go out there. The opportunity exists. But stop making excuses. Don't make it based on color or whatever, because we're done with you. This country has nothing to prove to the world and nothing to prove to these idiots like Cuomo. And they're going to learn soon. We're in trouble.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
He choked like a dog.
We've seen you employ people, expect unwavering loyalty, teach them tricks and give them treats for a job well done. Like, oh, 6 figures worth of hush money to silence an alleged affair, for example. But the moment they deviate from their good behavior and fail to fetch, you publicly condemn them on Twitter with animalistic slurs. Steve Bannon was, quote, dumped like a dog. You tweeted after he was fired. Sally Yates, you said, she choked like a dog during her Senate testimony on the Russia investigation. And now Amarosa. That doesn't include all those outside your orbit you've hit with a canine cutdown. Like when you referred to black NFL players as sons of, well, female dogs. But I think you might have learned a lesson this week. Sometimes a dog bites back with a book deal. And while we're talking about female canines, you know what they say about payback? It's a real, well, I'm sure you know the word I'm thinking of. So in the words of my late friend Aretha Franklin, show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T. And the next time you get a black woman and a beagle confused, remember this. I got you.
It's funny to hear Al Sharpton talking like he's speaking directly to Donald Trump, like Donald Trump is watching his show. Welcome back, everybody. And what was that ending? And remember, you confuse a black woman with a beagle. I got you. I got this. What does that even mean? What does that mean? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Look, you know what's bad about this segment that they tried to do on MSNBC? First of all, Donald Trump calls everybody that he doesn't like, that acts like a dog, and you know the term. We've all used it. People act like it's something new. What do women call men who cat around? Oh, he's such a dog. What? So you can't use it against them? And then the implication is, oh, female dog. And et cetera. I mean, it was, God, MSNBC, seriously, that's not even good opinion journalism. Donald Trump calls Steve Bannon, the person that they hate, they're using it. Oh, you call Steve Bannon a dog. Now you call Omarosa a dog. You call that so-and-so a dog. Anybody that does you wrong, you call a dog. Yeah, what do you call him, Al? What do you call him? How many people do you think are sitting there looking at that TV that had anything to do with Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, all these elitist intelligentsias and these race-pimping clowns? What do you think they're being called? I guarantee you, they're being called worse than dogs. And so he couldn't make it racist because Donald Trump's called many people dogs. So now it's, oh no, it's only the people that don't do what he says, that don't follow his wishes. And Omarosa, and he alluded that when Stormy Daniels didn't take her six-figure settlement, she became a dog. Hey, Al, just out of curiosity, just so you're clear, she's been called a lot worse. And she is. I mean, it's insulting to dogs to call Omarosa a dog. I'll be honest with you. I'm a dog lover. I think it's incredibly insulting for the president to use that animal. But here's what's funny. They really wanted him to call her a monkey. Or something like that. That's what they really wanted. But Trump called her a dog, because that's what she is. And sorry, dogs. And dog lovers. I get it. And then earlier, he's alluding to Trump being a changed man when he used to hang out with him and all this. It's so funny. This is a man who will sing and dance and step and fetch it and put on the top hat and get the cane for anybody that's willing to pay him money to say something that he doesn't really believe. And here he is talking about Trump.
So, Joe, the president has, in fact, called many people dogs, African-American and white
right.
people, Mitt Romney, Steve Bannon, among many others. But the defense from the White House press secretary is that he says this stuff about everybody. He calls everybody a dog, and that's supposed to be a helpful way of explaining what he said about Omarosa.
Yeah, which, of course, feeds into, again, what the article that we read from yesterday, from 2011, where you tried to dehumanize your political opponents. And that's the first step and many steps to autocracies, totalitarianism, and horrors. Nobody's suggesting that Donald Trump is going to succeed in America. But, you know, we were talking during the break, Willie. I thought it was one of those things during the break. I wish it was on the air. But we were talking about, the Rev was talking about how Donald Trump hung out with a lot of boxers, with a lot of hip-hop artists that would hang out with him in Atlantic City. And we noticed early in the campaign, Jay-Z, and even late in the campaign, if a hip-hop artist decided they were going to support Donald Trump, they were always very, or Hillary Clinton, they were always seemed careful to say, hey, I got nothing against Donald Trump, I got nothing against Donald Trump. And it was sort of a head-scratcher. But that was the case.
Yeah, I mean, Rev, you know better than anyone.
Yeah, well, no.
The circle he ran with Don King and Mike Tyson and those guys.
Because, first of all, let's not act like he just wanted to because of social reasons. He was in that business.
Yes.
He was in the casino business.
Right.
He could not appeal to a large consumer base in Atlantic City without boxing. So he needed Don King. He needed Tyson. He needed the hip-hoppers. That's who filled the casinos for him. So he would socialize with them. And being that I knew a lot of them, grew up with, you know, Spike and that crowd. I would always see him at the events. He was at Mike Tyson's housewarming when I got there. I mean, this was the crowd he hung out with. So they were comfortable with him, never realizing that he had these real inside kind of biases that we knew coming from Brooklyn. We knew the Queens white guys and Howard Beach didn't like us. But you never associated him with that because of the hangout factor until you dated his sister, and he started saying, wait a minute, and started using the N-word behind your back. That's the kind of guy Trump reminds me of, that, you know, we can go to school together,
yeah.
But wait a minute, I saw you looking at my sister.
Let's not.
Now we start understanding who we really are.
I'm a Queens guy.
What a crock of utter nonsense. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, suddenly Donald Trump, he's doing it for business reasons. Okay, so what are all the other casino owners, what are they hanging out with? Hip-hop artists and things like that. Why are they doing it? Why are the people who are record people that want to write their deals, Clive Davis and others, why are they hanging out with black folks? I mean, is it the same reason? I mean, Trump is a businessman hanging out with people that he likes. He could easily say, I don't want any black acts here. I think he would have been fine. It's a rationalization by the left, always. And you know what's funny? Not a single one of those people said, well, Reverend, what did he have to get from you? What did he have to gain from you that you were seen rubbing elbows with him at every event you were over, you know, talking to him, acting like you were having a great time? What did he have to gain from you? Because he wouldn't have an answer.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 all-in-one filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200 plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump is set to honor ICE and CBP agents
Tom Homan is a former acting director of ICE. He says, good move by the president.
You're talking about in ICE 20,000 American heroes that leave the safety and security of their home every day to protect this country. So they're America's people. And I think the president is 100% right. He talks the talk and he walks the walk. I've been with the president on numerous town hall meetings where he meets with the frontline law enforcement folks, the folks that wear that Kevlar vest every day and enforce the laws. What he's doing is right for America. What he's doing is right for border security.
Italian actress Asia Argento recently settled a complaint filed against her by actor Jimmy Bennett, who says she sexually assaulted him when he was 17 years old. Argento, one of the leaders of the Me Too movement, allegedly paid Bennett $380,000 last year. That's according to the New York Times. This is USA Radio News.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orbach test. 5W30 Visgrade.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we got a lot to talk about, but this one story caught my eye, and it was, why is my curriculum white? And it was out of Breitbart, London. Why is my curriculum white? And I'm going to just read a piece of it just to get you started here, because I think you'll get it. That why are we questioning this? And of course, I'm going to take you down some interesting meander. We're going to meander into some interesting roads here. But one of Britain's oldest and most prestigious universities has bowed to pressure from the Why Is My Curriculum White campaign, which protests the alleged Eurocentrism of history teaching. Quote, the education we receive in many universities is one that has been largely shaped by colonialism, asserts the National Union of Students-backed campaign. It is one that places white Eurocentric writers and thinkers above others without much concern. Now, the university we're talking about here is Oxford, which recently advised its constituent colleges to drop the use of gender-specific titles like Mr. and Mrs. after the students' union told undergraduates to use the pronoun Z in place of he and she, will now impose a compulsory exam centered on Black, Middle Eastern, Indian, and Asian history. Now I'm going to stop there because that's the gist of this. You're in Oxford, England. You're there for your studies. And I mean, if I was a Black kid going to Oxford, I don't think I would be going there for African studies. If I wanted to do that, well, I might choose, say, the University of Zimbabwe, right? I would choose a university in an African country. Now, what's funny to me is you can bet that the very people who are asking for this type of instruction, curriculum, are not going to put any pressure on any Middle Eastern colleges, universities, on any African colleges, universities, on any Central American, any other. There's nobody else that's going to be told, you need to teach us, you know, Middle Eastern, Black, Indian, and Asian history. Nowhere. Nobody's going to go to China and say, hey, China, what are you doing teaching all this Asian history? You know, what are you? Are you racist? Why aren't you teaching about Black history? Why aren't you teaching about Middle Eastern history? If you go to China to study, the likelihood is you aren't going to China to study some diversity or women's studies or ethnic studies or whatever. You are going to China because you want to study computer science, you want to study math, or you want to study ancient Chinese history or something like that. Go to China and then complain that there's not enough black studies for you. And watch what the government does. They'll say, take your little black behind back to wherever you're from. How do we allow this? Why doesn't anybody ever question that side? Do you think that at the University of Kenya, if they're, I don't know what they would call it, Kenyatta University, whatever, do you think that they're going, you know what, we're going to teach some more Asian, Eurocentric studies. I don't know what they teach, but here's what I'll tell you. I don't care what they teach. If you want to study Pan-African history or whatever, go to where they specialize. I wouldn't go to study physics at L'École Culinaire, okay? It's a cooking school. And it's a cooking school. And if that cooking school, if it was L'École Soul Food, and I wanted to study how to make soul food better than anybody else, I would go to L'École Soul Food, not L'École Culinaire, where they teach me maybe French cooking. Why have we allowed ourselves to become so, you know, divided along these ethnic lines to where everybody's got a complaint? It's a built-in complaint everywhere you go. Who does this? Oxford has its own culture. It says, if you want to learn about European history, etc., this is what we teach. We don't teach African history. Okay, let me put it a different way. Oxford is known as a very prestigious college. I wanted to go to Oxford when I was a kid, just to give you some background. I did. I wanted to go to Oxford. To me, it was cool, the idea of going abroad and going to one of the finest universities, considered finest universities in the world, and getting some sort of a degree plan. I was like, wow, that would be just so cool. I want to do that. Now, if I went there, and let's say they decided, Kevin, they're known for European history, but they start this thing on African history, and they bring over some professor or whatever. It's not Oxford. It's a very new program that Oxford is trying. When in fact, if I went to the source, if I went to Africa and decided I was going to study under, you know, right, that guy, he's very famous. That would be the best education I could get, would be on site in Africa with these people where I could go and experience it all. That would be the way to do it. Not Oxford. If I want to understand European history, I'd go into the heart of Europe and I'd go to London and I'd study at Oxford. In other words, if Oxford decides to go this way and they want to do black and Middle Eastern and Indian and Asian history, they're going to water down what Oxford stands for. Oxford is excellent at this other thing. Now, there are those of you who are going, but Kevin, couldn't Oxford become excellent at black and Middle Eastern and Indian? Yeah, if they apply the same principles that they've applied to the other schools. And by the way, I'm giving them far too much credit because I can't stand academia, as you guys know. But let's say that they really are excellent and they shoot for excellence. At some point, yes, Oxford would build the best, you know, of over time, but they wouldn't be the best for quite some time. So why would I do that? Because I'd have the Oxford pedigree. I'd have the Oxford pedigree on a watered down thing. You get what I'm saying? I think you do. Anyway, colonialism, all these words. It's funny that the left will throw around words like colonialism. Well, this is what they teach. The education received is largely shaped by colonialism. Then they say to Donald Trump's election here in the United States, it was done by nationalism. You know, a bunch of nationalists, which is a code word for white supremacists, right? Colonialism is white supremacy. Go look at Britain. It's very heterogeneous. Blacks are doing well. Same with America. And then go look at these homogeneous countries where it's nothing but blacks. And see how blacks are faring. There's never the equal comparison to where people can look at this stuff and go objectively and say, wait a minute, come on. Why is my curriculum white? What? I want to see the writer of this go to one of the, I don't know how many universities there are in Africa. I'm sure there are tons. And I would love to see everything that is applied to America, to Canada, to Britain, to the Scandinavian countries, apply them to African countries and just flip the words. You know, why are you teaching me this black curriculum? And then see what any of those countries in Africa say. Now, there are those that are, there are the leftists who will say things like, well, Kevin, because of the colonialism that's happened around the world by all these European countries, etc., you know, the African countries can teach all this. They should be able to teach that with impunity. No, they should be able to teach it because it's their history. They should be able to teach, you know, in whatever language and whatever. That's what the geography of who you are. That's what makes somebody say, I want to study in this area of the world. Now, I don't know much about where people go to study for these different things, but I'll put it to you this way. If you want to study, what do they call it? Hotel and, hotels and restaurants, they have it's a degree plan. I can't remember the name of it. One of the best places to do that is the University of Nevada, because they have so many casinos and restaurants and things like this. It caters to that industry, the tourist, I guess they call it tourist industry, whatever. So you go there to learn how to manage hotels, to learn how to manage casinos, to learn how to manage restaurants. And it's one of the best in the world. You don't go to Zimbabwe for that. So you get known for something geographically and you do it. And that's the way the world theoretically should work. But look at what the social justice movement does. It says, no, Harvard, because you're excellent at the history of white folks, you're Eurocentric history, whatever you want to call it, you're excellent at that in so many ways. We're going to change you. We're going to make you have to diversify and take you from being the crown jewel of it. Let's just say you want to study whiteism, and Oxford is the best place to study it. I'm going to take that away, and now we're going to dilute it and make you have to study something else. That's patently ridiculous. Martin Conway, who chairs Oxford's history faculty board, claimed changes intended to, quote, bring in diversity in terms of teaching our history were prompted by a consultation with students, quite a few of whom were active in the Rhodes Must Fall movement. Now, I'm talking about Rhodes Scholar. I wanted to be a Rhodes Scholar when I was a kid. Now they want to, Rhodes Must Fall. They want to bring down Oxford. That's the goal. Unbelievable. Anyway, let's do on that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump doesn't just get victories at the polls. No, he gets victories in places that people want to try to ignore. But guys like me, not Kevin Jackson, I'm not going to ignore him. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to call. The Donald Trump, look, the winds come all over the place. Case in point, Michelle Wolf, you know who she is? Show's canceled. Yeah. She mocked Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee when she emceed the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You know what I'm talking about. This is back in April. She dressed up in the colors of an American flag and performed a march celebrating abortion. This is what constitutes humor for the left. She had her own show on Netflix titled The Break with Michelle Wolf. It premiered almost immediately after the correspondence dinner. It was the big buzz. It was her big break. Everybody's like, "Whoa, who is this Michelle Wolf?" We talked about her. The history of Michelle Wolf is that she's into bestiality. She has pet dogs that, how do I put this delicately? They service her. She's a strange woman. Prototypical leftist. Look, I don't care what she does with her dogs. I'm just telling you what the rumors are. This is crazy. She was arrested for it. It's not like I'm making it up. She was arrested for this. So, anyway, they announced her show, saying you can expect the types of jokes my former bosses would tell me we couldn't do on TV. And the VP of content of Netflix, a person by the name of Bella Baharia, said, "We're thrilled to be working with Michelle, a gifted writer and performer with a singular voice." Prior to her show, she had worked for four years. She was a writer contributor on The Daily Show and a writer on Late Night with Seth Meyers. Nobody knows those shows. I've never watched Seth Meyers, and I've only seen pieces of The Daily Show. I think it was with Carson. What's his face? Was that when Carson? Was his name was on? Or was that the Leibowitz? Anyway, she's canceled. Now, I'm going to tell you, there's two reasons why she's canceled. One, she's got no talent. She's not funny. And why Netflix gave her a deal to begin with is beyond me. But that's leftists and their money. Idiots and their money. So they give her the show. It's gone. And the second reason is because anything that she wants to do that's anti-Trump, etc., is going to go over like nothing. If it weren't for the fact that there aren't that many comedians out there who can, there's nobody funny on the left. So if it weren't for just the notion that there's a limited number of people that can do those spots that Seth Meyers and Kimmel and others are doing, none of these guys would be on. If it weren't for the fact that they need a placeholder in the evenings, they'd all be gone. If they had to rely strictly on talent, they would be out of here. Guys like Brad Stein, Tim Wilkins, friends of mine who are into comedy, conservative comedians would dominate late night. They're never going to get a chance. They're the fighters who will never get matched up in a fight because they're too good. Tim Wilkins would crush Seth Meyers or Jimmy Kimmel or any of them if he sat in to do their show. People would go, "Whoa, was the guy that was the original?" Brad Stein is one of the funniest guys on the planet. They would crush him. Trump train victories. We talked about this a while back. A few weeks ago, 9-0. And finally, the Washington Post admitted that he influences elections. This was on August the 15th. They were talking about this. They said the dust has settled after the primaries in four states on Tuesday: Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut, setting up competitive races for Senate, House, and gubernatorial seats this November. According to the Washington Post, the big winner was Donald Trump, at least in public Republican primary politics. They said, once again, he proves he's king. The Republican politicians on the ballot who dissed him in 2016 raced to undo that. And those who didn't do it convincingly enough lost their primaries. They lost them. Now, before I go any further, I will tell you, what I'm about to say to you isn't limited to Michelle Wolf. It isn't limited to these politicians. It includes Omarosa. Her little 2 seconds of fame is going to be over so fast you won't even be able to shake a stick at it. Omarosa is dead meat. This is it. Swan song. She knows she's got to get every penny. She better milk it for all it's worth. Because now she's on the other side. She's going to get run over by the Trump train. And it isn't Donald Trump going after. He doesn't have to. People are going to finally begin to wake up. Look, I'm no in the bagger for Trump. I told you guys the other day, the fact that this dude even hired Omarosa, I find disturbing. But I get it. I know what he was trying to do. He was trying to do the right thing. Look at any of these candidates that are bucking the system. Look at the media types that are bucking the system. Look at the comedians that are bucking the system. Look at the Holly weirdos who are bucking the system. Look at all of them and tell me how they're doing. Look at the NFL. Do you think the NFL is going to have a better season this year or worse? Do you think De Niro is going to do better at the box office or worse? Do you think Omarosa is... You really believe that her life is going to improve after this or get worse? Keep going. Pick your poison. They say the Republican Party... Before we go into that, they said this. In Minnesota's competitive governor's race, Republican voters nominated a relative outsider, Jeff Johnson, over a former governor, Tim Pawlenty, as Pawlenty struggled to get out from under the fact that he called Trump unhinged and unfit during the campaign. The Republican Party has shifted, Pawlenty bemoaned during his loss. It is the era of Trump, and I'm just not a Trump-like politician. And Pawlenty is 100% right. Pawlenty is a putz. Pawlenty, for all intents and purposes, is a little princess. He is part of the rhino establishment of the Republican Party. And he got his clock cleaned because Trump said he's not good enough for you. And you know what? Thank goodness we have somebody out there who's recognizing this finally and saying, you know, I'm not going to let you make the wrong decisions any longer. I'm going to put people in charge to make this thing work. And that's what he did. Meanwhile, last week's GOP Kansas governor's primary also paid off for Trump. His riskiest endorsement yet is Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach bested Governor Jeff Culver by a slim margin. Kobach helped to lead Trump's voter fraud commission. So another one. He unseats a governor. Trump said, look, I don't like the guy. So I'm going with somebody different. He took out an incumbent. Think about what sign did that send over to the Republicans, the Mitch McConnells of the world, these weak-kneed sissy Republicans. Donald Trump is saying, you are not safe. If I come to your town and I handpick a successor for you, Mitch McConnell, or anybody else, you are gone. You are in a dogfight to the death, and you're going to lose. The WAPO notes that any Republican on Tuesday's ballot who went against Trump in 2016 are now needed to pivot quickly. That was what they said. In Wisconsin, State Senator Leah Vukmir, I don't know how to say her name, did just that as she won her primary to Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat from Wisconsin. She called him offensive to everyone during the campaign, but endorsed him after he won the primary. And they go on to say this. The night's big winner, Johnson, in Minnesota's GOP governor's primary, had attacked Trump as a jackass during the campaign. But he successfully argued that, like Volkmir, he came around to supporting the president. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who didn't compete in the primary but will face stiff competition in November, twisted himself into a pretzel on whether he supports Trump's tariff policies, which Wisconsin's Harley Davidson has become ensnared in. Let me just go ahead and do a spoiler alert for you. If Scott Walker wants to win the governorship of Wisconsin again, which way do you think he's going to go? Think he's going to side with Harley, or you think he's going to side with President Trump? President Trump can buy all of Harley motorcycles and give them away with the money that he can save us on tariffs. So, look, it's clear. Donald Trump has got these people on notice that he's the big game in town. And I love it. This is so long overdue, it's pathetic. We finally have a leader, and he's saying, you're either going to lead, you're going to follow my lead, which I've proven to you is worth doing, or you're going to end up as roadkill. And I'm going to tell you, the Democrats see it and the Republicans see it. They backed him on Brennan. That's a good sign right there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.